Simon & Schuster Audio presents The First Bad Man, a novel by Miranda July. Read by the author.
Chapter 1. I drove to the doctor's office as if I was starring in a movie Philip was watching. Windows down, hair blowing, just one hand on the wheel. When I stopped at red lights, I kept my eyes mysteriously forward. Who is she? People might have been wondering. Who is that middle-aged woman in the blue Honda? I strolled through the parking garage and into the elevator, pressing 12 with a casual, fun-loving finger. The kind of finger that was up for anything. Once the doors had closed, I checked myself in the mirrored ceiling and practiced how my face would go if Philip was in the waiting room. Surprised, but not overly surprised. And he wouldn't be on the ceiling, so my neck wouldn't be craning up like that. All the way down the hall, I did the face. Oh, hi. There was the door. Dr. Jens Brouillard, chromotherapy. I swung it open. No Philip. It took a moment to recover. I almost turned around and went home, but then I wouldn't be able to call him to say thanks for the referral. The receptionist gave me a new patient form on a clipboard. I sat in an upholstered chair. There was no line that said referred by, so I just wrote Philip Bettelheim sent me across the top. I'm not going to say that he's the best in the whole world, Philip had said at the open palm fundraiser. He was wearing a gray cashmere sweater that matched his beard. Because there's a color doctor in Zurich who easily rivals him. But Jens is the best in LA and definitely the best on the West Side. He cured my athlete's foot. He lifted his foot and then put it down again before I could smell it. He's in Amsterdam most of the year, so he's very selective about who he sees here. Tell him Phil Bettelheim sent you. He wrote the number on a napkin and began to samba away from me. Phil Bettelheim sent me? Exactly, he yelled over his shoulder. He spent the rest of the night on the dance floor. I stared at the receptionist. She knew Philip. He might have just left. He might be with the doctor right now. I hadn't thought of that. I tucked my hair behind my ears and watched the door to the exam room. After a minute, a willowy woman with a baby boy came out. The baby was swinging a crystal from a string. I checked to see if he and I had a special connection that was greater than his bond with his mother. We didn't.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?